This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The story of Abu Talib. You know Abu Talib? He's the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know why Allah did not grant Abu Talib success to say La ilaha illallah and die as a believer? Do you know why? Ultimately, because he wasn't honest and sincere in his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me explain to you. You know, Abu Talib, he apparently loved the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, that's his nephew. Well, Abu Talib even would travel with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Ash-Sham. He took him and didn't take any of his children in the known story of Bahira al-Rahib. And when Abu Talib was on his deathbed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Am, قُلْ كَلِمَةً قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ كَلِمَةً أُحَاجُّ لَكَ بِهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ He said, My uncle, say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ I will defend you and I'll help you on the day of judgment with this word. So Abu Talib is on his deathbed. Look at the, just say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ That's it. And Abu Jahl was there and the friends of Abu Jahl, these are evil company. Look what evil friends do. They said to him, أَتَرَابُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ They condemned him. And they said to him, How are you going to abandon the religion of Abdul Muttalib, the religion of a shirk? And he became hesitant. Abu Talib became hesitant. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to him, Say la ilaha illallah. And Abu Jahl is saying to him, How can you abandon the religion of your forefathers? And eventually, Abu Talib, he died as a disbeliever. He said, I die upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib. And he did not say, La ilaha illallah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad and he sought forgiveness for him until Allah azza wa jal revealed that you're not allowed to seek forgiveness for him because he died a kafir. And of course, Abu Talib, his punishment will be reduced in the hellfire because he defended the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, he'll be in the hellfire forever. But the question is, Abu Talib, he loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by what we can see and he defended him and so on. So why didn't Allah give him the ability to say La ilaha illallah as he was dying? I tell you why. And I told you, because he was not sincere in supporting the cause of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not honest. He wasn't. And that's why there is a narration that Abu Talib said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لولا أن تعيرني قريش يقولون إنما حمله على ذلك الجزع لأقررت بها عينك. This is in Sahih Muslim. Abu Talib, he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, If it wasn't for the fear of what Quraysh would say about me after I die, I would have submitted, I would have said لا إله إلا الله and I would have made you happy with it. Meaning Abu Talib was afraid of what people are going to say about him if he said La ilaha illallah. He was afraid of being mocked and ridiculed if he was to abandon the religion of Abdul Muttalib, the religion of a shirk. He had pride and he was worried about his reputation among the people. This was his Lord. His reputation was his Lord. And he preferred that his reputation be good over saying La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. You see, he wasn't sincere. He wasn't honest. He worried about his reputation and his name among the people. But Abu Talib was convinced that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet. He was convinced. But he didn't and he couldn't submit because he wasn't sincere. Allahu Akbar. This is why I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we must be careful. We must be honest and sincere in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're honest and you're sincere in your relationship with Allah, Allah azza wa jal will grant you firmness and steadfastness upon Islam, upon obedience, bi-ithnillah, until the day you die. I ask Allah azza wa jal to grant us this steadfastness.